People ask, like, how in the world did you go from homeless to in that next moment making that $2,000 in 4 days? How did you do that? I stopped looking behind me. I stopped looking at what my stepfather did. I stopped looking at what my dad did. I stopped looking at what my husband did. I stopped looking at my $35,000 debt. I stopped looking at my $2.03. I stopped looking at the pain of the millionaire embezzling my business. I stopped looking at all the friends that had betrayed me. I stopped looking at how I grew up feeling like I should just kill myself. I stopped looking at all of the beatings. I stopped looking at the tragedy of my mom breaking her neck right in front of me. I stopped looking at what was behind me. And I started looking at what was ahead of me. So when you look forward, look, many, many people don't have a forward that they're looking at. There isn't a forward. So this is why I've been challenging you in this. Okay, where do you want to be a year from now? Where do you want to be 2 years from now? Where will you be 5 years from now? Where will you be 10 years from now? 20 years from now? 30 years from now? 40 years from now? Where will you be? Who gets to determine it? You. You determined where you came from and how you responded. Everyone was born with advantages and disadvantages. Everybody in this place, every single one of us. What determines 2% of the population is what we do with the advantages and the disadvantages. And where we're looking. This is why you have got to chart it out. Now, come on, you do this all the time. Okay, how many of you have a GPS, have ever used GPS? In your car or with your phone or whatever, right? You use the GPS to get here, and it's interesting that you trust the GPS. You type in your destination. You type in the destination. Oh, hello. Who typed in the destination? You typed in the destination. Amen. Some of them are going to catch this, and this is exactly what I prayed for. Okay? So you typed in the destination. You also typed in where you are starting from. And the GPS today picks up where you're starting. Current location. Yes. This is where I'm going. And you trust when you hit start. You hit start and you just trust that the GPS is going to take you exactly, hello, exactly where you're supposed to go. Now, before all of us had a GPS, okay, like 20 million years ago, do you remember that if you were calling some business or you're going for a job interview somewhere, you ask the receptionist for the what? Directions. You did what? Wrote them down on a piece of paper. Turn right on Huebner. Turn left on Hillsboro. Turn right on, left on. You will see a corner store. Turn right, right there. That's First Street. Bam. 2525 First Street. And what did we do? We followed directions. We trusted the directions. We followed the directions. And we got to the chosen who chose the destination. You chose the destination. You trust your GPS more than you trust your God. You trust the directions given by a perfect stranger that you do not know, and you follow the freaking directions by a perfect stranger that you do not know more than you follow the directions of someone who's trying to teach you how to create wealth, have an amazing family, have an incredible life, traveling around the world, taking care of the poor. You trust a perfect stranger who has nothing and a computerized phone giving you directions on how to get to the freaking nearest pizzeria more than you trust your God.
That's right. Wow.
And each time you chose the destination, you want to ask questions about the path. You overanalyze the path. You don't think the path is going to work for you. You wonder whether or not you'll be able to do it right. You wonder whether or not it's the right location, the right destination. What if I pick the wrong destination? You don't do that with your GPS. Success is so simple. And it has everything to do with where you're looking. What you focus on is what you get good at. What you focus on is what you receive. Trust is important. Faith is important. Without it, you will not succeed. So you pick the destination, just like you picked the destination of where you wanted to go for a job interview, just like you picked the destination of where you want to eat. It's the same exact process. It's exactly the same. So you pick the destination of what you want for the vision, for the body, for the health. I don't care what the impossibility is.